What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of Black Voices Friday. Good to have you. Good to hear you. Good to see you. I don't know, whatever you're doing, I'm just happy you're here. If this is your first time, welcome to it. We are so happy to see you. So happy to have you here supporting Black Voices. Keep it going. As always, if this is your first episode, go back, listen to some others, see what other shows you can discover and support. If this is you coming back, welcome back. Appreciate your continued support. Keep it going. Tell a friend. Guys, this week is another really great one. I'm really, really excited about this one because the podcast that we are amplifying today is truly hosted by one of the most supportive cats that I know in Los Angeles, in the comedy community. This dude is such a beacon of joy and support, and I truly want nothing but the best for him. Robert McMillian, he is a very cool dude. He will always be the first person to lend his support to you without asking for anything in return. And this podcast is also a really, really good one. It's called Crushing It. And this episode is with someone that you probably know. She has a show here on the Earwolf Network. It is called Scam Goddess. His guest is the one and only Lacey Mosley. I guess I should also introduce myself. I'm Jackie's Neal, co-host of one of the shows here on Earwolf as well, Culture Kings, and the curator of Black Voices Friday. I just got so excited. I just wanted to jump right in to this episode. Crushing It. Let's get back to that. Crushing It is a podcast where the host, Robert, gets to talk to all of his funny friends about all of their crushes. Ha ha, spilling that tea, getting those crushes out. You know, we be liking people out here. We be liking people in LA. We cute. We cute. All right. We got nothing but crushes. You know, but they talk about it all. They talk about first crushes, celebrity crushes, best dates, worst dates, and most importantly, who they are currently crushing on. And they play a lot of fun, nostalgic children games in between. It's a really, really fun podcast. I've listened to a few episodes before. This is an existing podcast, so you got a large catalog to go back and listen to with some amazing guests, guests that you guys probably have known, especially here in the comedy and LA community. When you're listening to it, it's truly like listening in on the slumber party with some of your favorite LA comedians and Robert. It's a really great show. I really think you guys are going to like it. I really hope you support and subscribe to it, download it, go listen to some previous episodes. It's really, really cool. I can't say that enough. And honestly, Robert deserves all the support. He deserves to have this show amplified. He deserves to have as many listeners on it because he puts out that energy. And I want nothing but that energy back for him. So if you want to follow the podcast on Insta, you can follow it at Crushing It Podcast. And you can also follow the host, Robert, at R-A-H-H-B-U-R-T. So that's how you can find him. A little bit about Robert. He's a serial crusher. He's an L.A. native. He spends most of his time teaching theater, sketch, and improv to L.A. youth when he's not lusting over some unattainable crush. So, you know, it takes a crusher to know a crusher, and Robert is definitely a crusher. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We are coming near the end of this current run of Black Voices Friday. Doesn't mean it's going to go away forever. This is just the first inclination or the first season, so to say, whatever you want to call it, of the project. We're going to take a break, gather some more shows, and bring those out to you. But we got a couple more. But I just wanted to give you a heads up that we are running near the end of this specific run of Black Voices Friday. So keep that in mind. Support Black Voices. Black Lives Matter. All the time, every day, all day. It doesn't stop. There's a lot of stuff going on in the news right now, and you know, the situation in Wisconsin. I try to keep this as evergreen as possible, no topical really natures or anything like that. But unfortunately, police shooting innocent Black people is evergreen because it's always topical. It's always in the news. It never stops. And so even though I'm talking about a specific moment right now, it literally can apply to any moment that you go back and look at, and probably and sadly is going to apply to future moments as well. And I hope I'm wrong. It's exhausting. But the least we can do is amplify these strong Black voices. Support Black voices. Support Black art. Support Black lives. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you so much for listening. And on that note, let's get on a little bit of a happier train. Let's talk about some crushes. Crushing It with Lacey Mosley coming up right now.
Hey, everybody. Thank you guys so much for coming back to Crushing It. I'm your host, Robert. Crushing It is a podcast where we get to talk to guests all about their crushes, their first, their celebrity, who they're crushing on now. You guys are so lucky because this week we have the one, the only, Lacey Mosley. She is a Dallas native. She is a comedian. She's a writer. She's a just funny, funny chick, and she is on the come up. So we are so lucky to have her on Crushing It. You guys have known her from the Daily Zeitgeist. She's on Insecure. She is just killing the scene, you guys. She talked about some funny stories about how she got a man in college, and you guys are gonna fall in love with her. Go follow Lacey Mosley at Diva Lacey on Instagram. Hey, while you're at it, follow the podcast at Crushing It Podcast. I'm done with this. You guys are tired of hearing me. You guys want to get straight to Lacey. So producer Brandon, play that shit.
I got a crush on you, I got a crush on you. I got a crush on you, I got a crush on you. I got a crush on you, I got a crush on you. I got a crush on you, I got a crush on you.
A softy for people that I really care about. That's so good.
Like BuzzFeed is on it.
Come 100%. On, BuzzFeed.
Like they read your life after. We had fun with all these questions, and then BuzzFeed just said, "No, your heart.
Your heart is so full of love." And I'm sitting over here giving you answers that are definitely not based in like compassion. I'm like, oh, Taraji will throw bottles with people at people with me. Like,
but you want your aunt to be compassionate too.
Yes.
You like, I want my auntie to be down, like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And be down for me because I'm down for her.
Yeah. Wow. You really just interpreted what I say. You took my bird language and made it.
Because in every bird there is a soul.
Yes.
And in your soul, it's compassion.
Yes.
No, thank you, Lacey, so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God. We have Lacey Mosley here off of the Herald team, Leroy, the mod team mama.
Mm-hmm.
Lacey Mosley's out here killing it in the world.
Thank you.
Lacey, like, you're doing everything. You're on Insecure.
Yeah, season 3. Just a little bleep. You probably already saw the full thing in the trailer, but I'm in the trailer.
You're in. That's all that matters. And also, Lacey, I fucking love you.
Oh, I love you,
like,
too, Robert.
I mean, you've known ever since, like, I just be, like, bugging you, like, all the time. Like, hey, what's going on?
Never a bug. I always wanted to do this podcast, and we always just couldn't get the times together just because of, like, shows and stuff. So I was so happy I didn't have a show tonight.
I mean, I'm excited. And also, like, we were just figuring it out. And I'm so glad that you are blessing us with your presence. And Lacey, I hate to bombard you, but Lacey.
Yes?
How do you crush? If your crush is in the room right now. How are you acting?
Ooh, okay. I like peacock a little bit is what I like to call it.
Okay.
Like, I just like, you know, I look nice and I like kind of like am in your area, but mm-hmm. I'm not forward. I wish I was more aggressive, but I'm not. I'm just like, hi, I'm over here. Notice. Come over here. Talk to me. I'm making myself available for you.
Like, everybody in my circle loves me right now, so don't
right.
you wish you were over here?
Right. It's so, I wish I could be more aggressive, because there's some women who like walk up to guys and are just like, oh, you're cute or blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And that stuff be working. You know what I mean? But I just can't. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's my ego, but I just be like, hi, I'm over here. Face beat. I'm gonna pause for like 3 seconds so you can get a good look at me, and then I'm gonna walk away.
Oh, so I love that. Like, you're the first person here that, like, actually a peacock. Like, you're like presenting yeah. yourself like, okay, not gonna say nothing, but
right.
walk over here.
I'm gonna walk past, you know, not too many times so I look crazy, but you know, I'm not gonna homies just like jogging past you, making direct eye contact, because that's wild. Or maybe I will. But it depends on how fine you are, bro. I might have to be out here just like, just keep walking back and forth the same space. But I was at a party recently, and there was a guy who I thought was so cute. But it was like a Hollywood party, so there's so many levels to that. And like, I was just like, I said hello. I introduced myself. But then like, I could tell by the way we talked, I was like, oh, he not into it. But then I still, you know, I just talked to people nearby for a little bit, like maybe
second chance
he'll come to his senses, and then he didn't, but that's fine.
Third chance.
Right,
also next time I see you at a party, fourth
right.
chance.
Right, I stood outside his house so he could notice me from his window. I threw some water on my forehead and pretended I was on a jog.
Oh, you live here?
So crazy. I didn't know you lived here when I had followed your car home.
Yeah. Also, that's not my car. The one that was following you, that's not my car.
No, that's not me. It's so crazy that you live here. What a coincidence that I had followed you here.
Lacey, what kind of guys do you think you like?
I don't have a type.
You don't?
If I lie, and I feel like, you know, I ain't got no type.
Hey.
Yeah, bad niggas, all I like. If I line up all the guys that I've like dated or talked to or currently talking to, none of them look the same at all.
Oh, that excites me, because I'm excited to talk about it.
Yeah, none of them are the same race. Although I do like, I love black men, I really, really do. But I've dated, you know, all
everything.
Everyone,
all the flavors.
Yes, of the rainbows and whatnot. But yeah, I think my main type though is like very smart people who are really driven. I've never really been a fan of artists. Just because I am one, and I feel like there just takes such a level of narcissism to do what we do. Like, I need both of us to be into me.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Like, we both passionate about me. I have a photo of myself.
Too, right. But I'm funny too, though, right?
No. Just
but
me.
But I'm funny too, right?
Just me, though.
Oh.
You do something
babe, you're
else.
Funny, but I'm funny too, right?
Right? Like, oh, babe, you got a job. But I also, I have a photo of myself above my bed. My headshot is above my bed, and it's huge. It's blown up. It's so large. I love it. I come home to myself every night.
As one should.
I go to bed with the hottest bitch in town, myself. I remember when that tweet song came out with Missy Elliott, like, ooh, there go my shirt up over my head. Oh, my.
I was like, damn, this is my love-making anthem right here.
It's a little sad now to say that out loud.
As you're looking at yourself.
I'm like, ooh. I'm not gonna lie. If I met a bitch that looked exactly like me and was me,
I would date the fuck out of me. As sad as I am, I would date the fuck out of me.
Right? Oh, man, what a time we'd have, me and me.
Okay. That's all I think about. I'm just like, me and me.
That's all I think about.
We're our own height.
Right?
I get the way you think.
Like, we like the same things.
Yeah. Like, we both be going to improv shows, going home fucking. Like.
Right. Perfect world. But no, yeah, so I like guys who are just in different fields.
Yeah.
Like, because I like to see what other people are passionate about. And I also want to live. I've decided I want to live a real life, which I know that sounds random, but like.
No, it makes sense.
You know what I mean? Especially in Hollywood. Like, it's so easy to live like the Hollywood lifestyle. And not even that I'm like there yet, but just like peeking behind the curtain of like, this could be my life. And I'm like, this seems really vapid and shallow. Like, I want to have a real normal life outside of like,
it's
know,
not even Hollywood life, I think. Like, for me, I think it's like even like outside of like comedy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to live a full life to where, like, for me, what I think about is writing or creating and stuff like that. Someone else was like, no, like, let's go to the movies and go to the beach. And then also that, like, let's go see my mom and say hi to my family real quick. And you're like, oh, yeah. I do need that part of my life, too.
Right. You get it. That's exactly what I was going to say. It's like doing human, regular things that aren't surrounding our work, which is all consuming. I feel like we think about this and we do it all the time.
I mean, we wake up, if people have day job, and then right after day job, it's either comedy, writing, whatever, until 12 o'clock, and then redoing it again. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. And I've also started to realize that you lose a frame of reference when you are constantly just thinking about creating. You don't have anything to create with if you're not living like a full life with other experiences that aren't just around entertainment.
Like, you're not refilling, you're not filling the well.
Yeah, exactly.
That you're taking from. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. So I like to live, you know, I like to meet people. And I also like people who like to like get out and do shit and like open the curtain. curtains in the morning because my bitch ass will sleep in all damn day if I don't have nowhere to be. I love being at home.
I did an improv show that lasted until 1 o'clock. I get 3 more hours of right? sleep. Right. 2 o'clock, I will wake up.
Yeah, I'm such a night owl, and I love sleeping in during the day, which is so I can't do it anymore, so it's good.
Oh, because you're working.
Yeah, but yeah, I like somebody who's like, oh, let's get up, let's go, you know,
but let's go for a hike, girl.
Right, yeah. Right, a hiking ass dude. Like, who's trying to be out here?
Wait, that might even be the title of this episode: a hiking ass dude.
A hiking ass dude. That's Lacey, what I'm looking for.
Lacey, do you remember your first crush?
Yes, I do, because my parents won't let me forget it. His name was Brandon Bono, and I this cool Brandon.
That's a great ass name,
Brandon Bono, right? And we went to Sky Ranch, which was this camp that like the middle schoolers got to go to in Texas, like, and it was like a sleepover camp. Yeah. My black ass had gotten in trouble right before I went because my room was a mess. So my mama wasn't trying to give me no coins to go, and it's the only time in my life I've ever stolen anything. I was at this camp, and why was I over here just stealing everything? Cause I had no damn money. My mom gonna try to play me, not give me no coins for the damn camp. And then I remember, like, we were all walking in a big group, and it was when it was cool to cuss. Like, it was cussing that was like, you miss you grown in middle school. So I looked up, and it was all these birds in the sky, and I was like, fuck y'all birds. And then a bird shit on my glasses, on my face. And then when I washed them in the sink, when I got back to my cabin, they broke in half. So then a bitch was blind and penniless. Honey, I was out here struggling, and I remember Brandon Bono was my big crush, and I was, you know, trying to peacock and be around him, and we had this whole little campfire situation. That was where all the kids got to be fast. Because now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure all the teachers that were there were drunk. Now that I really, you know what I mean? As an adult and knowing teachers, like,
and knowing what you would have done.
Right? I'm like, they no way in hell they weren't drunk. And they were making us play these games and shit. I was like, they was definitely drunk. They had us play Live Clue. So it was like, basically, we all had to spread out and go into groups around this camp and look and find different teachers at different locations and try to, they would tell us their little story, and then we would try to piece it together to see like who did the murder or whatever. Yeah. They was definitely lit.
Well, they was drinking in between people.
In between like, stops. That's what was happening. They was like, all right, this group is gone. All right, throw that Henny back. Like, and Miss Tenzer was definitely drunk. Boy, now that I think of, she was so happy. Yeah, nah, she was lit. But we had, that was our little time to be grown, you know, go by the fire and whatever and talk and stuff. And then my friend Brandon had a crush on, or he had a crush on some girl named Jenny. And
Brandon
then,
Bono?
Mm-hmm, I shot my shot. I remember. I think, I don't know if I wrote a little letter or what it was, but we had taken some pictures together at the camp. And so when I got back and I printed, you know, back in the day, you couldn't proofread no photo. Like, yeah. You had to just take the photo and be like, whoo, come on, Kodak. Come
I guess
on,
I'll Fuji. Look okay, hopefully.
Right? <Yeah. laughs> God bless. So I had them developed, and then I found out that he didn't like me. And so I ripped up his little photo. I ripped it up to pieces, and my parents found it. And they was like, who is this? Oh, Brandon Bono. And they used to call him Opie Taylor, which is a reference I don't even understand.
Was he white?
Yes, he was white.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
He was white.
Okay, I get the Opie.
Oh, you know Opie? Yeah, okay, Opie. Yeah. They called him Opie Taylor. So I never knew that. But so, yeah, they ripped it. They saw that I ripped it up, and they made fun of me. They still make fun of me about that.
Oh, that's so funny. Yes, I wonder what Brandon Bono is doing right now.
Right. Wishing he had been with me.
Yeah, because Lacey Mosley is blowing up.
You could have had all this.
You could have been down from the beginning. We pulled up a Opie is from...
oh, snap. He did look like Opie Taylor.
The Andy Griffith Show.
Whoa. My parents are shady. I mean, Opie's still alive. If I was Opie's age, I'll be older than me now.
Do you remember? No.
Ron. Oh,
yeah, it's Ron Howard.
It's Ron Howard. Oh, God. Oh, man.
Do you remember any other high school or like middle school to high school crushes or college crushes that you had?
Yes, I do. So... high school was kind of like chill because it wasn't no fine men in my high school. I remember feeling real gypped when I went to high school because I had been watching all them 90s movies. Yeah. And I said, I'm gonna get to high school and I'm gonna meet all these men and they beards gonna connect and like they about to be fine as fuck. They about to look, they gonna be 32. Little did I know, in Hollywood you're casting like, you know, 33-year-olds for damn high school bros. Yeah. Stacey Dash was in her 30s during Clueless. Like, so I didn't know that. I was thinking I was going to get there, and I was about to meet me a little rugged ass man. You know what I'm saying? I met the dog bird chest fools.
Freshman year.
Right, freshman year. I was like, oh, yes. Freshman year, I'm going to find Heath Ledger. He going to be waiting for me by the locker with his motorcycle jacket on. Child. Bye. I was over here looking at dudes with bird chest pushing razor scooters. I was so mad. So when I got to college, actually, my college crush ended up being the only boyfriend I've ever had, the only serious boyfriend I've ever had, and it's a very shady story because I stole him from his girlfriend. And I know they say you don't steal people, but this was low-key theft. I would
be like, the audience would hate me if I did not ask how this happened.
Oh, God. Okay, so he was in the business school, and he actually is going to Harvard for his MBA now, so he's still winning out here, but he is so adorable. They used to call us Barack and Michelle. He's, like, Jamaican and German, and I met him at the business school, because I have a business degree.
Yeah.
And we met, and I remember meeting him at, like, a party, and it was, like, we were at a party, and there was these three guys, and they were all alphas, and they were like, Lacey, why are you single? Like, why aren't you dating anybody? And I was like, yeah, you know, whatever. And they're like, what is it? Like, do you like a man like me? And they all looked different.
Yeah.
So one was like, oh, you like a man like me, like a little Idris Elba type, and they're, like, joking, but, like, skin tone-wise, they kind of, like, fit with these people. And then he was last, and
he
was, like,
the archetypes.
Right, they were like, oh, you like me, like a Tyrese type. I was like, I can't with y'all, but it was, like, a joke.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they were like, I can say his name, Matt. He was like, or me, like a Barack Obama type. And Barack Obama is all time one of my favorite crushes, who I will regret for the rest of my life not ever being able to have sex with. I respect Michelle, but it's sad that I know I'm gonna go to my grave without
touching it.
just once.
Like, I had to say, like, it's disrespectful as fuck. But, like, damn. I'm so sorry. But yeah.
Yeah, I love you. I love my first couple. Like, yeah. I love them so much. But chow, that's like a life regret.
I would never disrespect Auntie Michelle.
Right. But I will never know the Barack. The Barack.
Yeah.
I will never touch the Barack. Barack hard. Let me stop. Okay. That's terrible. I'm a bad American.
No. You're great. You are living your truth. And I guarantee you there is at least 75% men and female, straight or gay, or it's like, nope, I'll try it.
Right? Like, come on now.
I just want to see it.
Like, let me just see it. Let a photo leak. Come on now. Give a bitch some hope. I'd have been dreaming my whole life. So long story short, I saw him and he was, and they all laughed because they were like, oh, you looked at him, but he had a girlfriend at the time. And I was like, oh, but this is supposed to be my man.
Yeah.
I was like, God had told me, I'm gonna bring God into this. God had told me this is supposed to be my man. That's what God had said to me. I think it was God.
Yeah.
I think it was God.
I believe you.
You know, I don't know. Everybody be hitting my phone. Satan as well. So, you know, Satan hit my line sometimes. So it could have, I could have been like, switched the call over and it was Satan, but it had started at God.
Yeah. Well, it said God on the caller ID.
On my caller ID screen. Yeah, unless God changed his number, it was like.
Unless Satan changed his name in your phone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But as far as I'm concerned, it was God. Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, you know, and Satan used to work with God anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Before everything went left.
And also, at the end of the day, you could just ask for forgiveness.
Exactly. If anything, Satan, the intern guy, you know, he used to get the emails. So,
he used to have the password.
Right, he used to have the password. Who knows? If they changed it, God might have not changed all the passwords. So, so I started talking to him.
Imagine his password
is
like heaven 1-2-3.
Right? It's just his password is heaven 1-2-3. And it was like, God, you gonna make your password the same for every platform? Heaven 1-2-3. Jesus.
Wait, how long were y'all together?
So we were together for a little over 2 years.
Oh, so, but also it was real. Like,
it
you
was
know,
real. Yeah. I flew to San Francisco, met his family. He flew to Texas a couple times and met my family or was with my family and celebrating, you know, doing whatever with us.
Yeah.
It felt very real. It didn't take as long distance. It just wasn't going to work. But when I met him, he was in the business school. So I did a little bit of my peacocking. I'm not even gonna lie. I went for this. Like, it was my job.
I love this.
I'm the type of person, if I want something, I go get it. And I hate that I did this because you ain't supposed to do this. But I started reading 48 Laws of Power right around the time that I was talking to him. So then I just started practicing all my Machiavellian techniques on him. And it was working. And like, we had class together. And so, you know, I started, you know, looking a little right at class, making sure I look a little right. Like, I know you want a bite at class. You know, dropping my TI-89 whenever I could, you know, bending down, picking it up. Then I joined this club. This sounds crazy now that I think about it, but I really was going to join this club anyway. It's my truth. I joined this club that was like a black business club. And like, I mean, I could, you know, I like black business. I own a black business. It was called RCMBI. So it's like named after somebody, Roberto Clemente, whoever. But I joined it because I knew he was there. And also I was like, you know, why am I kiki with the business people as well, in addition to while I'm here? So I did that. And then, like, I would start spending more time with him. Yeah. And, like, we were kicking and it was cool. And then, oh, Lord, this was bad. Okay, so then we was at a party. And did this start so scandalously? Damn. Maybe it did. Oh, damn. Okay. So this what happened. I showed up. I had these pants. These was my thought pants. These my hoe pants. These my get your man pants. But they were, I can't never wear them again. They sound crazy. They were snake skin. I look like one of the Banger Sisters. They were snake skin, high waist leggings. And when I tell you I had the ass in these, I had the ass.
Why can I picture them? Not only because I know you, but also I went to an HBCU where all the girls had these.
Right? They was the ass leggings. They was the leggings that had you just having a rump, having the Georgia peach.
And it also like helped everything sit.
And it cinched that, sucked that waist in, honey, because it was high waist. It pulled it all together. It was like, pow, pow.
Yeah.
So I was wearing these and we went to this little house party and I knew his little girlfriend was out of town. Oh, his little girlfriend. I'm so wrong. Oh, gosh. Y'all gonna hate me after this. His little girlfriend or whatever. Whatever. So we went to this party and I remember, like, talking to him and like kind of like being like near his like kind of like sitting in between his legs. Oh my God, Lacey. And I whispered in his ear and I think I was just like, and this is after I had buttered him up for me. We would text about class or whatever, you know, just text about class. And I was just like, I want you. Oh, I can't believe I did this. And then nothing happened.
Yeah.
Then he tried to hook up with me. He like hit me up and was like, hey, come over, we should study. And I was like, I'm not that kind of girl. I flipped it. I was like, who do you think I am? What, because I wore the booty leggings and I told you I wanted you, that I'm just a hoochie? I was like, I love God. What? I gotta go to church right now, okay? It's Wednesday. We have prayer meeting. I don't know what you think this is. Honey, so I flipped it so he knew I was a lady, and then we ended up hooking up
that night.
Not that night. Okay. See, no, I know I made wait.
You held it. You made
I
him wait.
Yeah. I held it. There was always a phrase in Texas. They'd be like, act like there's a penny in between your thighs and hold it. Hold on to that coochie, girl. I was like, why? This is wrong. Problematic. Okay, women, do what you want with your coochies. Okay?
Do what you want. Sex positive podcast.
Yes, do what you want with your coochies. But yeah, so then we hooked up, and then from there we only hooked up. I think we hooked up twice before he broke up with his girlfriend at a Starbucks. And then she didn't know about me. This story actually gets very crazy.
Wait, let's take a break and then we will get back to how crazy this gets. Oh my God, you guys, guess what? There's a new podcast coming out, you guys. It's called My Fave. And I have right here, I have the host of My Fave. You guys, introduce yourselves and introduce your podcast.
What's up? My name is Ken and I am one of the hosts of My Fave.
And I'm Marcellus. I am the other host of My Fave.
And My Fave is an amazing podcast where we will be talking about our favorite movies and television shows.
Yes, yes, we are so excited. I'm the TV guy, so I'm definitely going to be talking about all things TV.
And I am the movie guy. I'll be talking about everything movies. You guys really need to tune in because Marcellus is a mess.
And Ken's a mess. You put two mess together, you know, it's just a hot mess.
That's, I knew you was going to say something about me. Y'all, please tune in to My Fave. Coming to a podcast near you. We're so excited to have you guys as our new listeners. Thanks, Rob. Crushing it.
And we are back with Lacey Mosley, you guys. And she was just about to tell us how things end up getting crazy.
So this is very tangled. And now I'm going to say something very insane that I'll probably regret. No, I've never said this. So I don't mind sharing it. So his girlfriend didn't know that I was in the picture. She thought that they broke up. Mm-hmm. I knew his girlfriend. His girlfriend was line sisters with one of my very best friends. So they all just like came on, you know, the scene. I won't say what sorority, but
it was a black sorority, right? Mm-hmm. So all like
it's so small. Yeah, Divine Nine is super duper small. So she finds out eventually because like we start dating immediately. We were such trash about this, and she is obviously upset, understandably so. Yeah. The issue is like to do a callback, I'm a compassionate person. I know I seem like a monster right now, but I was like, I'm compassionate. Am I lying because my voice going higher?
No.
I'm compassionate. I'm nice.
I'm just into my feelings.
Right?
Feelings.
No, me. I'm going to like break this microphone.
You're good.
The levels. But no, yeah, I felt horrible about it. And I was flogging myself and I just felt awful. But I really like fell in love with him. And decidedly so still. But so she started spreading rumors about me and like telling everybody what she, you know, at least what her version of the story was.
Yeah.
And just like to the point of harassment. And she said that it was going to continue because this had happened over the summer. You know how the summer is, like if you stay on campus or whatever, it's like slower, not as many people. So then when we were coming back for fall, she was telling people that she was going to continue this behavior. And I mean, she had been all on Twitter just dragging me. And I let her, I was like, I deserve this drag.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to take the drag.
I get that. Yeah.
And it also sucked because her best friends and all of her line sisters were my friends and they did not stop being my friends. I actually went to a cookout with him that was like a Greek cookout and all these old heads in the sorority took photos of me and put them in a group chat, and that's how she found out that we were together. So it was a mess. So I had to go to some intimidation lengths so that she would leave me alone.
What? You know what? I love this story. And you know what, you guys? I'm going to segue this into Lacey. Do you have any celebrity crushes?
Oh my gosh. Yes. So many. My most recent right now that I actually feel like I could get, which y'all can be like, bitch, you are so arrogant.
Nope.
Manifest
it.
John David Washington.
Yes.
Yeah. But then again, like, okay, am I going to be like, you know how Meghan Markle, like they said that she would joke about Prince Henry and stuff. I don't know if I want it on record. That way if I see him, he can't be like, oh, she tried to stalk me or something. I don't know.
No, you aren't stalking. You're just manifesting.
Exactly.
I mean,
'cause I'm manifesting.
Also, Meghan Markle, all she did was... she went to the palace. I saw this before because I watched the I'm trash. I watched the
story. I haven't wedding. Seen it. I and, watched the wedding, of yeah, course.
But also, like, I watched like there was like a quick story before. The was like she went to the palace as a kid before and took a picture with her friend and was like, one day I'm gonna be a princess.
And she was right.
She manifested the fuck out of that,
Princess Betty.
And all you're doing is manifesting.
Right. I think he's so great. There was an interview that he recently did where they were talking about BlacKkKlansman, which I went to the premiere of. I don't know why I didn't try to find him near a chair. But I went to the premiere.
Because you weren't stalking him.
No,
you
I'm just, not a stalker.
You went,
exactly.
You went to support
exactly.
The actual
I
went
to support the movie
and
Spike
the culture.
Lee. Yes. And Spike Lee, you know, my friend. No, I'm kidding. I don't know Spike Lee. But I went, to support
Me
the
and
movie.
Spike.
Me, oh, Spike, stop. I'm like, I gotta call him Spikey. No. I call him a nickname that's longer than his name. But no, so I saw this interview where they were kind of talking about, because it's very cool that Denzel Washington in the incubation of his career was working with Spike Lee, and then now his son does. And they were talking about that, and they were like, oh, you know, being the son of Denzel Washington.
And
he
just,
was like, oh, I'm also the son of Pauletta Washington. And let me tell you about Pauletta.
The fuck out of
he
his
was,
mama.
He picked her up. He was like, she graduated from Juilliard. She's a classically trained pianist. She had more money than him when they got together. She, you know, paid for the dinner and the cab when they got together. I was like, bruh. And his mother is blackity black.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's hard sometimes in Hollywood because I feel like colorism is such a huge thing in the black community. It's so hard to date black men because black men, especially if they're in entertainment, for some reason they get to this stage where they just like don't want to be with black women anymore. We're lesser than, especially like I'm a dark skinned black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that colorism comes in even deeper of just like we're seen as like second rate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, to hear a black man who's in Hollywood be, like, lifting his mother up, and then to look at his blackity black mother and be like, oh, my, wait, there's a chance you might have been raised to love your own people.
He said, my dad cool, but have you fucking heard about my mama?
Like, go off. Like, he went off, and I was like, ooh.
Y'all think this nigga cool? Let me read y'all my mama's stats real quick.
Allow me to introduce you to Pauletta Washington.
Okay.
And it was so lit. And I was just like, this is, what a just a joyous little delicious Michelin, Michelin three-star meal.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Yum, yum. Who else do I have a crush on?
All right, let's start here. Do you remember, do you have a childhood crush or, like...
Oh, my God. My childhood crushes were so weird. I had a childhood crush on Haley Joel Osment.
See, that's why I ask these questions, because that's what I wanted.
From The Sixth Sense. He was like, I see dead people. I was like, I see you in my pants. But I was a kid too, guys. It's not weird. It's not weird, guys. I was also a kid.
He's also older than you.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Thank you. Say those things and record them. So, okay? I don't want nobody taking this the wrong way. But yeah, I was a little hot little kid. Oh man, I used to hump my pillow to some Haley Joel Osment. Got down on that pillow. I actually have a child with my pillow. It's called my baby throw pillow. It's my child.
Do you remember anybody older than Haley Joel Osment, but before?
I had the worst crushes. Okay, so.
List them and then I will dive into some of them. Here we go.
I'm gonna list them super fast. Pre-problematic Chris Brown. First concert I ever went to.
Understandable.
Bill Maher.
Out.
Wait. Pause. obviously, are you Googling Bill Maher right now? Don't do this. He's okay. Look, I was attracted to his intelligence. Okay. Now then he starts saying the N-word, but even then. Oh,
no. See, I used to watch Bill Maher literally every Friday when I got home, because I got home after 12. So I'd watch the show after that.
Yeah, real
after
time.
After that N-word. And mind you, like, I've been with him. Like, he's been semi-problematic, but, like, not all the way problematic until the N-word. And then I'm just like, dog, I can't, like,
I was like, he just hanging out with too many niggas. That's all. Like,
yeah, I still,
some, they letting him say it. That's what's happening. Black people love to act like they don't do this, but y'all know y'all be letting people say it around y'all, and then they get comfortable, and then this is what happens.
You know who say it a lot? Mexicans that hang out with black people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
A lot. And I'm just like,
I think they've just been, they're like, look, we're brown.
And I'm half Mexican, I'm half black. And, like,
right, so people get real
comfortable
it.
Around me before, like, they know. Like,
I'm, right. But, I mean, I feel like they mostly use it in the lingo way, which, I mean, I don't make
the
rules.
It's part of the diaspora, too, though.
Right.
Like, yeah, because we hang out, we're in the same area, so.
I don't make the rules, but it does make me feel weird. I do always have a double take of, like, wait a minute, what? But, yeah, so I know that's problematic. Oh, God.
Oh, I said all Mexicans. No, I said, Latinx, not all Mexicans, but, yeah.
Mahershala Ali.
Yes.
So fine. Kofi Cerebe, obviously. And he's with a beautiful black woman. So I'm like, yes, 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 yes. I love this. I love their relationship.
And Queen Sugar is killing it right now.
Yes. Tessa Thompson.
Yes.
Ugh, so fine. So fine.
Tessa, I don't see how people weren't on Tessa before. Like, Tessa just blew up. Because I've been on Tessa for a while. Like, just like I felt like. Like, I hate to be all hipster about this, but, like, I was on Zoe Kravitz before she even got her biggest, like, her first movie role.
I was on Zoe Kravitz when Lisa Bonet had her out of her womb.
See, that's exactly who the fuck I am.
I caught on to her so early. You guys remember her Fisher-Price commercials?
And she was in my, like, on my, the screen, on my back screen, on my
MacBook. Like, your homepage?
My MacBook.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
screensaver.
I was like, y'all don't know who she is? Lenny Kravitz, have you heard of him? Lisa Bonet, have you heard of her?
Have you heard of her? The Cosby Show?
They're a kid? Anyways, back to you.
No, I get that. Yeah, like, of finding someone early and being like, they're going to be it. They're going to be popping.
But she blew up, and I'm so happy for her. She's great. And
so great.
She has a really handsome stepdad.
Right. Child, listen. There's so many fine men and women that I'm always looking at that I'm like, yes.
Okay, so
like,
we have Tessa Thompson.
Yes. We have, we don't have to repeat that man's name. We also have Chris Brown. We don't have to repeat that either. Those are problematic. Barack Obama, obviously, duh. So that fine.
This episode is gonna get banned from the internet.
Literally gonna get banned from the internet because they're like, Lacey, this is un-American. And how also, could you?
I
said
it. I doubled down on it, so it's not on you. It's on me.
Right? How dare you? I used to have a crush on Samira Wiley. Not anymore, but I used to have a crush.
Because she's married.
Maybe that took the fun out of it for me. But I used to have a crush on Samira Wiley. Oh my God, who else? Why is this? I'm drawing such a blank right now.
Don't worry
and I
about
thought
it.
About this.
No,
before.
You have a lot of people. That's great.
I know, but I have no one that I want to discuss.
No, we discuss. I feel like we have discussed, like, we're great.
Oh my gosh. Wait, okay, I'll give you two more.
Okay.
I have always loved, obviously, I feel like everyone loves Michael B. Jordan. Yeah. Like, he's
great.
Wait,
do you like Michael B. Jordan? Or do you like Michael B. Jordan, Killmonger?
I liked Michael B. Jordan before he was Killmonger. Yeah. He just, like, I liked him on The Wire. No, why did I just keep going back to children? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I know.
But, like, no, I've always liked his smile. I like guys who just have
He's just handsome.
Yeah, that disarming kind of thing where they smile at you and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, those are my underwear. They're gone. Okay.
But like, also, you have the best intentions.
Right. Like, this is right. We should do this, right? God or maybe Satan called and said
this
that.
This one's God.
This one's God. God text me. He texted me from a landline and he said this was right. I should do this. He's so fine.
I keep on doing that because I'm dying so hard. Okay, we have Michael B. Jordan, and last one. You said two.
Oh yeah, two. Okay, so the last. So I said John David Washington, who's probably number one. Michael B. Jordan. Ugh, these are old crushes. Old crushes, guys. Chris Brown and
Don't worry about it.
Old. Taylor Joel Osment, super old, guys. Oh, Tessa, very fresh, very new and recent. I used to have the biggest crush on Donald Glover. I will say that. And I met him and it was very lovely. Obviously he's hella married with hella children. But I used to have a big crush.
It's a crush. It's a crush. It's a crush is a crush.
Right. And then there's some crushes that I can't say because they're like a little too close to home now. Like I like know them. So
those have to stay
in the bag, guys.
Wait for the follow-up podcast with Lacey Mosley.
Where I tell you all the other ones.
No, Lacey, quick question. It's not quick, but are you crushing on anybody right now?
Yeah.
You don't have to say their name.
Okay. But I won't. There's a couple. There's one that we kind of like, it's not a crush anymore. Like he knows that I like him, but he doesn't live in this city, so it's hard.
How did you meet this person?
This is my best friend's cousin.
Wow. Yeah.
You might make that face.
I love that. No.
Wow. Because that was that judgmental face where you don't want to say nothing, but you're like, wow. Okay.
No, because it's like, also it's very poignant and like you can point at the person. I love that. Like that you're so specific with it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it feels safer when it's like someone in a circle or someone that you know. So yeah. I also have a crush on somebody on a team that I'm on with. I won't say which team. I always end up with like a crush on someone who's like on a team that I'm on with, like that I'm performing with.
Yeah. And also, but also I feel like even like doing this and me knowing how I crush, it's that whole crushing on talent and proximity,
right?
So it's like also like I'm always with you and we're always like practicing or always doing whatever,
and I like flirt with this person like so much so much, and they have a significant other. I'll keep the pronouns they, so you won't know.
Wait, so what do we call it? What is one of the moves that you've done?
I think we were talking. Oh God, it's a lot of it's just like lingering eye contact.
Yeah,
and like, oh, do you want to walk to our cars together?
Yeah,
and like, and then we'll stop. Like, okay, well, my cars are here, and yours is over there. Okay, bye. Like,
bye.
Oh, can I like? Oh, I can't say some things because it'll give away
it's
who
cool.
it is.
No, don't worry about
but,
it.
But just like, oh my God, just so much flirting. Like, oh yeah, I love to get in a car with heated seats. And they're like, oh, my car has heated seats. And I'm like, oh, I'm about to get in your car. I'm like,
Let me do this. How do they make you feel while you guys are flirting?
It's just, it's fun. This person is so fine to me. Like, so fine to me.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things of like, we have a professional relationship and they have a significant other. We would never.
Mm-hmm. And you respect that.
Yeah. And we're not like, we don't talk every day, but we obviously see each other all the time. Some people are going to think this is them and it's not them.
It's
not
you. Whoever you think it is, it's you.
It's all of you. It's all of you guys. Yeah. But yeah, I just like, there's something so fun about flirting with someone. There's something so fun about knowing that you're going to go somewhere and then the person that you're crushing on is going to be there.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, okay, that. I want to look right. I want to look good. And
it's that whole peacocking.
And you see them, you make eye contact and you flirt a little bit. There's like, it's just the most gratifying time.
Yeah.
Also, because there's like there's no real bullshit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, whereas like when you get to know someone and then y'all gotta start, you know, working through each other's shit and like, oh, this person is this, how they communicate and all that shit. Crushing is like the most perfect that anybody will ever be in your life, where you're just like, this person is like untouchable and so perfect, and I'm
also,
so into them.
Like that whole moment, like, and I'm not like putting words in your mouth, but also like when you're that flirting stage or whatever, mm-hmm. when it's an innocent flirting. But
right.
they're staring in your eyes and you guys have that moment and it's like you're talking to me right now, like,
right? And especially if you get a glimmer of like even just them flirting back and you're like, oh,
it's like that whole like, I don't like, I know I'm flirting, I don't know if you're flirting,
right?
But like with that look, you could be. So hope, hope, hope.
Right, hope, hope, hope. And then sometimes you, like, it is that way. I've had guys flirt with me. I recently had a very, very fine man flirt with me, and I had no idea that it was happening. And I can't say who this is because they are a public figure. But they're very, very fine. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you when we are not recording.
Excited.
But we, like, had, like, I don't know why we were betting on something. He was like, you want to bet? And I was like, yeah. What do you want to bet? And he was like, I want to bet a meal. And I didn't even realize what was happening. We're at a party.
A date?
Yeah, I didn't even realize. And like, and then I had like taken this Instagram video and he was in it. And then he DM'd me after and was like, LMAO, something, something. And I was like, oh, I didn't even realize. But he's a hoe. So I was like, I can't. I meet some fine hoes. And I wish I had the capacity to deal with hoes. But you know, when you're dealing with a significant other who's a hoe, you got to be about that life. Like, there's certain women, like, I call it ghetto love. It's that Cardi B and that Offset love where you're like, I know my nigga gonna cheat on me. But listen, I'm gonna be his wife. He gonna come home to me. I'm gonna beat all them bitches up. Like, I don't have the energy for that. Like, so when I meet a hoe, I'm like, oh, you so fine, but I know you a hoe, and I can't bring myself to do it.
I call it that basketball love.
Like, every basketball wife knows this kind of love. That's where you gotta go on goddamn tour with them. You gotta be at every game, the home games, the away games. You pregnant as hell, you sitting up in the stands.
It's
or
like, you could be with like the most praying ass nigga that like that go, like that's a basketball player, but at the end of the day, like,
he's cheating on you.
You have to know that he might be cheating on you, and you have to find out a way to be okay
right.
with that.
And you have to find out a way. And I think most people find out a way. It's like, as long as I don't see it. So they're like, if I see it or you're embarrassing me, then I'm gonna drag you. You know what I mean? Like, Shawnee O'Neal on Basketball Wives has talked so much about stuff that she did to Shaq when he was cheating on her. She like tore his car apart one time when it was parked at the stadium, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What is this called?
It's called the stadium.
Is it called the stadium? Okay, yeah. So the basketball arena.
Arena.
So at the arena, like, she was like,
peeked.
She had like keyed his car and slashed all his tires and wrote cheater and spray paint all over his whip, and he had to drive it home. I'm like, I don't have time for that. Like, I physically do not have time in my day that's like, okay, I gotta get up, I gotta go to yoga, I have an audition, and then I gotta go key my nigga car, and then
you
I gotta go.
You forgot taking your kids to school
paying the nanny to take your kids to school. Then you. And then you got a hair appointment, you got a lash appointment, you got to stay beat, you got to go buy some shoes and whatever. Then you got a key on their car. Then you got to drive past his mistress' house. Then you got to go to Whole Foods and get some groceries. Then you got, you know what I mean? It's a whole day.
My whole thing is, I have to be like, if I decide to put myself in that situation, if I don't catch it. And when I say catch it, and I mean catch you, I mean catch what you doing with somebody else.
Right.
If I don't catch that shit.
Right. And so that it's so hard. It's a lot. It's just too much for me. It's too much work for me. But he was very fine. And I was like, damn, if I was about that life, I would have dipped a toe, just a toe in the pool.
All right, you guys, because I can't wait any longer, you guys, I'm going to take a break right here. We will be back with Lacey Mosley. And I can't wait to play some games with you.
Woo!
Hey, y'all, my name is Melinda Baker. I'm Melinda Baker with Defense Attorneys at Law. Hey, child, you got a restraining order because you was crushing somebody too hard and they said you can't come to the family picnic no more? Don't worry about it. I'm Melinda, attorney at law. I'll get you off. Child, you just love him. Ain't nothing wrong with showing up at his wedding and telling him he can't get married. You're just crushing him. Oh, yes, child, Melinda at law. I'm located on Crenshaw, y'all. You'll look me up at blah, 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 something Crenshaw. Offer code CRUSHING at 69224. Bring it in and Melinda will get you a peach cobbler as well, child. You ain't nothing wrong with you. You ain't crazy. You just crushing.
You're so good at this, Robert. Thank you. Tricking me out of all my tea.
It's whatever you want to give.
It's whatever you give. I just am over here with my warm face and my listening eyes. Like... bare your soul, but you don't have to.
With that said, you guys, we're back with Lacey Mosley. And she's about to bare a little bit more of her soul real quick.
Oh, yes.
Lacey, you've been amazing so far. And I am thanking you for everything that you've given me. I'm not the Wendy Williams of podcasting. I promise.
I don't know, Robert. I don't know. You might be like the more like the Ellen, but then like the Wendy Williams like tactics underneath.
I'm Wendell DeGeneres.
Wendell DeGeneres. Wendell DeGeneres, guys.
Lacey, what's the best date you've ever been on?
The best date I've ever been on. Ooh, I think it was with my ex-boyfriend, the only boyfriend I've ever had. I keep saying that. But we had this like day where we like went, I think it was for my birthday. I think he got me a gift, but my gift was like mostly these experiences. So we like went to this really nice dinner and we went kayaking and
was the dinner first before we get into, I want specifics.
We went to this place that was cute in Pittsburgh called, like, the Spaghetti Factory. But it, like, sounds ratchet, but it's, like, a very cute place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, some of those places is like, we're folksy, but our prices are high. So we had dinner, and it was funny because I was, like, completely dressed, like, inappropriately for where we were. And I felt so self-conscious. And I'm very big on, like, dressing and clothes and stuff. So, like, I was like, why don't you tell me what I should have been wearing?
You always want to dress for the occasion.
Yeah. So yes. I was just, like, a little overdressed, which is fine. But I was like, I'll tell you what I was in. I was in a flashy leopard print. Maybe I just looked like a hooker, and that is my fault. In retrospectively, I used to wear hoochie ass clothes. If you do a deep dive on my Instagram, you will find all the plunging necklines and all the titty tape that you ever thought you ever needed.
I don't mean to be disrespectful, but maybe you were like real Dallas.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But I mean, it was classy Dallas.
Listen, I had a South Pole tube top that I begged my mama for. So, and my friends in college made fun of me till the day I died for it.
I mean, nothing wrong with Dallas. I mean, because I was at the state fair every year.
Yes. Hit them with that flag. Grambling versus Purview, honey.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm a bird. I'm a bird from Dallas. But,
you a working bird.
I'm a working bird. But so, yeah, we went to that place and then we went and we kayaked and that was so, so fun. And I had never done anything like that.
Yeah.
And I, like we were talking about earlier, like just getting out of your comfort zone and doing stuff that's not related to entertainment. And I still was pursuing entertainment at that time. So it was dope. And then I can't remember what we did that night, but it ended like very romantically, you know, that's the classy way to say boning.
But also like, I want to take it back to where he gave you experiences.
Yeah.
That it was one date that was multiple experiences.
Yes.
To where you had dinner at a place that you've never been before.
Imagine Airbnb experience, but like with dick at the end.
Yeah. With a familiar dick.
A familiar dick, which is the best kind of dick. I'm sorry. Familiar dick is the best kind of dick. A dick that you know.
Yeah, a dick that you know.
A friend is a friend.
You know how they say, you know, PBS says, the more you know.
The more you know. Across the dick podcast you says, know.
The dick that you know.
The rainbow comes up, the dick you know. Yes.
Lacey, what's the worst date you've ever been on?
Oh, my God. The worst date I went on was with this guy who was like He had to be a sociopath or something. He was like a habitual liar. It was so insane. I met him in a kickboxing class. And he told me he was Puerto Rican. And we kind of bonded because I speak Spanish.
Is this in New York or LA?
No, this is in Pittsburgh, believe it or not. Right. You would think it would be in New York. I dated some trash dudes in New York, but nothing really compared to this. I once dated a guy who I didn't know was a drug dealer. And then I low-key was his trap queen for a second. I had no idea. And then I was like, I got to get out of here. He was a bad drug dealer. Like, he wasn't good at the art of dealing drugs. Like, he was selling his drugs in like saran wrap bags. It was a mess.
He made it work for what his constituency would take from him.
I had a business degree and I was like, you really are just doing this all wrong. And then I was like, wait, no, I don't want to be a part of this. I have to leave.
You're like, no, you actually have to buy the small bag.
Right? I'm like, have you invested in a scale?
Like the way that it looks, are you marketing it right?
Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't need a business card or receipts, but you need some kind of...
Why are you using your real phone? That's what burners are
you
for.
You need a burner phone. Like, yes.
It's tracking
you're using
back
your
to
real
you.
Name. People are purchasing from your home. Like, come on, let's get this together.
People are calling Quincy.
Can we streamline your drug distribution business?
Yeah.
For better results. Like, I was pulling out pie charts. Like, come on, like, now.
I'm doing this all this work right now.
Let's look to the crackhead to weed head ratio. Okay. Exhibit 3 in my plan. No, yeah. So I had to leave that behind because I'm not about that life. I'm not about that life, guys. Just want to be clear. Message. No, but so the worst date I went on was in Pittsburgh. I met him at a kickboxing class. He said it was Puerto Rican. We bonded over the fact that we both speak Spanish. And it was like a cool kickboxing class or whatever. You know, you're getting sweaty in a kickboxing class. You know, it's like aggressive. I like to fight. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like a man. I can fight, but not like real fight, but just, you know, play fight. God.
Don't beat my ass, problematic. But like, know that we can both scare each other. Like,
choke me a little bit.
But also know that I'm in this class with you and I can choke the fuck out of you too.
As well, exactly. So we went out and he said he left his wallet at home, which was already like... But he said that at the end, like a good scammer. And I do appreciate a good scam. Like, you can't come out front saying you don't got your wallet. So
I
you
forgot
say that,
to intro this with, we have the scam queen. On the podcast today, you guys.
Yes, I do love a good scam. My Instagram, I think my Twitter handle name right now is Scam Goddess. I love it. It's gonna stay that way forever. But so yeah, he told me he forgot his wallet, but it was at the end of the day. So I'll flashback to the beginning. We sit down and he's telling me about what he does, and he's like, "Yeah, you know, I'm a day trader, and that's what I do. But right now, I'm actually in between employment."
Wait, was he day trading drugs?
I wish. That would have been more lucrative. Oh. He was like, well, right now I'm actually not working, but I was day trading before. And I was like, oh, why are you not working? Did you just like save or something? And he was like, oh, no, you know, they let me go. And I was like, what? He was like, yeah, let me go. And I'm like, people get fired sometimes. That's not a big deal. But I was like, why? I like to pry. I'll find out your credit score by the end of the day. I'm the worst. So
we just had this conversation last episode.
I'm like, what the fuck are we gonna like in the most subtle way? I found out on a date once that a guy was paying like an insane interest rate to rent a Mercedes while he was living with his friend and his wife who had a baby. And I was like, so your credit score must be bad because you're paying such a high interest rate. I was like, have you ever had any payday loans? Like, I literally got to this nigga shit. I found out everything. I'm credit karma. I'm the female human credit karma. So he told me that he was fired from his job. And I was like, oh, why? And he was like, insider trading. And I was like, what? And then he was like, yeah. And okay, so I'm still like, okay, look, the Martha Stewart's of the world, you know, people be out here getting their coins on the sketch. I love a good scam. But this is what made me mad. He told me that he got caught because he was bragging around the office about how much money he made. I said, so you are a criminal and you're stupid? You're both. You're dumb and you're a criminal.
Oh my God.
It was so bad. And then, no, this is the worst part.
Nope.
So we're talking and he's like, yeah, my mom's white and my dad's black. And I was like, oh, is your dad like black Puerto Rican? He's like, no, he's just black. And I was like, oh, is your mom like white Puerto Rican? And he was like, no, she's just white. I said, so how are you Puerto Rican? And he was like, oh, I just said that to impress you. What?
I'm going to leave you in silence. What? I don't want to respond. What?
You said you were a race to impress me? Are there impressive what?
Wait, but also, what were you going to do when our kids aren't Puerto Rican. What were you going to do when we did our 23s and me's together?
Like, our 23s and me's. I was so, I had to leave. I was like, you're just lying for the fuck of lying. Like, why lie about, who lies about that?
Yeah.
Why? There's no good reason to lie about that. I'm not going to be like, oh, your race is less impressive now. There's no such thing. Like, there's no race that's more impressive than the other. Why would you lie about that? He was just crazy. Mm-mm. Yeah. He was completely insane.
Nope. I can't do it, Lacey.
So that was my worst date. It was so bad.
All right, Lacey. And I want to go from your worst date to think about your current crush, okay?
Okay.
If I gave you all the money in the world mm-hmm. for one date, what would you do?
I would do one of those dinners that the Caucasians do where they loft you up into the sky and you have dinner yes. in the sky.
Okay, no, keep on going. This is the whole moment. So you so have like, all the money in the world for yeah. 24 hours. Okay,
so we start with the dinner in the sky, mm-hmm. right?
And where is it at?
It's, I feel like it's like in Mykonos or somewhere okay. like just like super right. beautiful.
So just so you know, let me stop you there. The flight there, mm-hmm. the time starts when you arrive in Mykonos, mm-hmm. but what's the flight like there too? Are you guys flying private? Are you guys?
Oh, we're flying private. If we have the money, yeah. if we have an endless amount of money, we're flying private. There's tons of staff on the plane. We're getting massages on the plane.
Okay.
You know, we're drinking the best Cristal. Just kidding. Never drink Cristal. We're drinking Ace of Spades. black, partly owned. we're having Ciroc Peach. We're sipping Incredible Hulks.
No.
Hypnotic
no,
energy.
No.
We're living ghetto fabulous.
That reminds me of like.
We live in lavish, lavish.
That reminds me of drinking in like middle school.
Oh,
like
God. Hypnotic. Why would you hypnotic and Sprite? Oh, God. Why? Why?
Does your drink glow in the dark?
Then you ain't fancy.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Oh, y'all thought hypnotic was fancy? Let me show you Nouveau.
Why are you taking the words out of my brain? I was literally about to say Nouveau. Yo, when T-Pain was singing about Nouveau, listen, that shit was nasty as fuck, but boy did a bitch buy it. I said, excuse me, what T-Pain is talking about? I came out and said, excuse me, Mr. Liquor Purveyor. Man, let me the T-Pain drink. Thank you so much. God bless. So okay. That Nouveau. But yeah, so we sipping on the Nouveaus. The finest of Nouveau.
Nouveau Select.
Nouveau Select. Nouveau Especial.
Yeah.
Fine, 2004.
Yes, a vintage Nouveau. Yes, Brandon. Yes, producer Brandon. We're sipping on a vintage Nouveau, okay? From deep in Napa. No, but yeah, so we're flying over, like we have entertainment. I want Brian McKnight on the plane singing Show Me How Your Pussy Works.
No. I'm gonna annex that. But once y'all get on the plane, if you play it and I'm not there, it's cool.
Right. If you have never heard Show Me How Your Pussy Works by Brian McKnight, please look it up on YouTube. Don't look up the Funny or Die version where he tried to do PR to change it. He was serious in the beginning. He was so serious about it. Look it up. But yeah, no, so we're living lavish, you know what I mean? Expensive fabrics. All right,
so you get to Mykonos. Yeah. What's happening?
So then once we've had our dinner in the sky, we come down out of the sky, and we get on a chartered yacht. And we're in the ocean. And I think, actually, it's not even a dinner. I think that it's a breakfast in the sky because that's the beginning of the day. And then we get on the chartered yacht and we have a beautiful yacht crew and we have dinner. We eat. There's so much eating involved.
Yeah, no, that's what it should be.
And then he takes photos of me. He takes beautiful photos. Because
you
want to
make sure that your man can get your angles.
With his iPhone X. Hit them angles in portrait mode, okay? And he takes beautiful photos of me. And then I post them. They get so many likes.
But you say with babe, but it's all of you just laying out on the beach.
There's no sign of a man in the photo. I rub his footprints out of the sand. Okay? It's just me.
No, even more disrespectful. He rubs his own footprints out of the sand.
Rub your footprints out of the sand when you back up, okay? There's no trace of you. No trace of you. No, also, see, take your drink. I don't even want a second lime on this table. Get that shit out of here.
But also, babe, you're doing great.
I love you. Okay. Also, this is amazing.
Also, I would love you to propose in 30 minutes. But,
yeah.
get that fucking line.
But right now, hit these angles, okay? Then I go on my airbrush app and I tune the photo up.
No. Also, make him do that shit.
Yeah. No, I gotta do it. I gotta do that part. There's Wi-Fi. There's so much Wi-Fi. There's Wi-Fi radiating from his body. he's a hot spot. He is a hot spot. So then we're on the beach. We have this beautiful, like, we go into the beach and there's like a jungle. And this is still Mykonos, which makes no sense.
It's your Mykonos.
It's
some island,
right? It's my Mykonos. I'm rich enough to install a jungle in Mykonos. And we get on, you know, we zip line, which is something like really exhilarating and fun. Which zip line can be very basic depending on where you do it. But I'm talking about jungle zip line. Like, you know what I mean?
In Mykonos.
Right, where you gotta sign that form that be like, bitch, if you die, we won't get your body for one, and we definitely won't pay you, okay?
Your family fucked.
You die here, we actually won't notify anyone, okay? I hope you told them where you were, because it's a wrap for you and yours. But we do that. It's beautiful.
I like how on your dream date, you also put that you could die and nobody's gonna know. That's great.
Right, this is my dream day, right? I shouldn't not have to die.
Nope, it's here now.
I need a thrill, but I want that thrill of like, ooh, if we die, no one's going to be notified because then it's like hot I just passion. Got
the worst thought in my life.
Then we're going to have thug passion later. You know what I mean? Ooh. So we do that. Then we eat again because like, I don't want to eat a lot. But it's like, then it's like, you know, there's like a fun dinner presentation. Maybe there's somebody doing magic. I don't know. Entertain me.
So what is this last dinner presentation?
So that's my, like, I want surf. I want turf. I'm a basic hoe who loves surf and turf. Mm-hmm. I want a 5-course meal with small, like, micro appetizers and a mousse bouches. Mm. You know what I mean? I just want to be just like so stimulated.
You want charcuterie?
Oh, no charcuterie. I want like.
I said it. So ghetto, and she said, not ghetto, but like I said it so regular person, and she said it so classy, you guys.
I worked in restaurants for so long.
I'm
that's
gonna
why.
Let Lacey host the rest of this podcast.
Stop.
No charcuterie.
Now it's not good. No charcuterie. No, I worked in restaurants for forever, so like a mousse bouche. No, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I used to work in a Japanese restaurant, and I used to have to speak like colloquial Japanese, like, oh, why so? Ganashimasu. Yeah, like a whole thing.
Ooh, classy.
But yeah, so I want like great, you know, like I love like fresh like fish.
Yes.
Raw like seafood. But yeah, so all of those things, right? And I want it like someone dives off of the boat, gets the fish, gets the caviar out of it. I want to eat caviar from a fish like Rihanna does on her Instagram. Like
does
I want
she?
That. Yeah. She's had a video where she literally like they deep dive for a fish, brought it out, golden caviar from the fish still moving. That's what I want. That fresh.
That seems rude somehow.
Nah. That's decadence. Oh.
Producer Brandon, you're so unclassy. I feel like you are.
No, he's right.
Class.
That's a very humane thing of like, oh, it's Lacey. Horrible to eat like eggs out of a live fish is
Lacey.
What I'm saying.
He had his episode.
His own business.
Yeah, you're right. I'm being awful. But see how it's I phrased Lacey. It that made it sound better? Caviar, fresh. Yeah. If I say eat eggs out of a live fish, that sounds horrible.
You're good. He's in the wrong. This is your experience. Don't let him shame you. Don't let this man shame you for your dream.
And then just like a massage. I already have a massage on the plane. Yeah, I love massages.
I mean, you have the money for it.
Yeah, and then we dance. Like, somewhere where we dance, and it's, like, beautiful.
Okay, pick one song to dance to.
One song to dance to.
First song that comes to your mind, not even, like...
No, the first song that came to my mind is not a song that I should dance to.
What is it?
It was Make It Rain Trick.
It's happening.
He wanna see some ass. I wanna see some cash. Get them dollars, honey.
We're gonna end that here.
That's gonna make me dance.
Lacey, I have some fun ass questions for you because like this whole thing has been hilarious. And you're the first person I'm gonna try some of these out on.
Oh, guinea pig. I love it.
I wanted to spice it up, but I will start with my usual. Lacey, do you think you would survive in a zombie apocalypse?
Absolutely.
And how?
I'm going to hide in all the carcasses. I'm going to play dead, and I'm going to hide in all the dead people.
Nice.
I'm going to paint myself like a zombie and be like, what's up, my nigga? Ooh, my nigga, let's go eat some flesh. Like, I'm going to get with the zombies before they even get me. But where we going?
Y'all
going
to be shit. You going to make some of your homies first.
Yeah. Squad.
Okay. So I'm going back and forth with these. One of these is, what do you appreciate most in friendship?
Loyalty.
nice.
Which I feel like sometimes makes me sound like an egomaniac. And I'm like, no. You stay loyal to me no matter what I do.
Not at all.
But just like knowing that you can pick up the phone and that person's going to be there for you.
Yeah, no, like I don't mean to say fucking, but I totally get that. Like, also, loyalty means a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And also the fact that, like, you're loyal to my feelings. Lacey, I want to know, what is your love language?
My love language is...
Do you want me to give you the five first? Oh, or God. Do you know?
There's acts of service, right?
Yeah.
Physical touch?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so into this. Okay, but give me the other three.
All right, so words of affirmation.
Yeah.
Quality time.
Okay.
Receiving gifts.
Yeah.
Okay. Acts of service and physical touch.
Okay. Here's the thing. I wish that the language that I wanted from men was gifts, but mm-hmm. It's not. I always date poor guys. I always date poor guys. I recently have stopped dating poor guys. I'm sorry, poor guys. I love you, but I need you to have a little money. It's time. Yeah. But... Mine is, say them again.
Words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch.
Quality time, physical touch, affirmation, and also gifts. I'm like
so you're a little bit of everything.
Like, but for my, that's for me giving. Like, that's how I show it to people. What
do you want?
What I feel like I want that I haven't targeted, which is. Well, one, I get acts of service. Acts of service I always get. All the guys I date, like, they do acts of service. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they'll organize my calendar and they'll, like, you know, just, like, you know, help my life in a way that mm-hmm. I'm not into. I need an assistant. And then I need an assistant with a penis. That sounds horrible. No.
That's going to love me.
Oh, God. Can you imagine that? Just, like, a good assistant with great dick. Oh, what a love. No.
Oh, the dream.
No, I'm kidding. But I really realized that I do want more. Like, acts of service I always kind of look mm-hmm. for in guys. But I've also realized I want gifts. And
so you want a guy that can provide also. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can be, yeah. Like, he will be attentive enough to where he is serving you.
Yeah.
But also can surprise you. And be in tune with what you need without you knowing that you need it and give that to
right.
you.
Right. And I don't think that that's something that was that's innately in me. I think that's a nature versus nurture thing of that was nature because I'm from the South and the first guy I ever went on dates with was someone my parents found and made me date because they were like, you need to know how to be treated like a lady. You need to court. So wow. I dated a guy who literally would open every door and pull out every chair and pay for every meal. And that was because my parents were like, you never went on dates in high school. And now you're 17 and you're about to go to college. Like, we need to make sure you know, like, these are the standards and expectations for the men that you entertain in your life. So I have always had that instilled in me.
That's amazing. Like,
yeah, it really, fact, yeah.
Like, I mean, like, well,
but it's not for it, this world no. because now it's, niggas sending you up texts and that's a goddamn relationship. Like,
but that's still great that, like, also your parents or like your, I don't know if it's like your parents, but like that you are open to letting your parents try that out. Like, you know, you're like, oh, I'll give this a try.
I had no choice. My parents have always had full control over my life.
And you, like, while you were grown, you like they provided you someone with, like, who would treat you with respect and how,
right.
And then you adapted those
like a compass for sure. Yeah. I had to let go of some of the patriarchal stuff that they taught me. Yeah, like, my mom was definitely. Like, oh, your body's not yours until you're 18. So I didn't have sex until I was like beyond like an adult. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, I could have been out here getting dick. Now I'm like, it's time to get this dick, baby. Because I live. But like, yeah. You know what I mean? I wasn't living that way. But also, like,
but you've adopted some of them.
I have, because even with guys that I've dealt with, where it's like they're out of town and they're like, "Oh, we're looking up flights because we want to meet up," mm-hmm. and I'm like, "Okay, well, can you just get it?" I hate that I have to ask. And then like I've asked, and guys have been like, "Oh, well, this feels like a flyout situation." And I was like, "Okay, so you realize that you're passing on the Beyonce of comedy? Go ahead, I will be good." And then yeah. they'll like wise up and do what I ask. But it's like, why do I have to ask for you to be chivalrous?
Like, also like.
It's so annoying. All right,
well, fucking miss your chance. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You're not showing up for me.
Right.
Like,
but it's so hard to get that, especially yeah. in LA. Because
especially,
like, yeah.
I feel bad for strong women.
Yeah.
And like funny women, be like yourself. Like, I feel like men use the excuse about like how like. Oh, like you guys are strong and stuff like that. But like also like because like they expect that since you are strong that you should. Be able to tell them what they want, but also you're waiting for them to show up for you.
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem with telling people what I want, but I do have an issue with having to teach you everything. Yeah. Because at a certain point, if someone doesn't do something, and if this is the only word that I give on this podcast, if someone doesn't do something, it's because they don't want to do it. Do not give them excuses. Do not give yourself excuses. If they don't do it, they do not want to. Yes. They do not want you. And it's hard because I think a lot of times we take it personally when we are with someone who we like and they just will not fulfill what we want. You know what I mean? And we'll stick around and we'll try to make it work and we'll try to make them like us. And at the end of the day, there's 6 billion people in the goddamn world.
That's not your person.
And that's not your person. And also, that's not your fault that that's not your person. Nope. And instead of looking at it like, oh, I wasn't enough or I wasn't this, think about all the times that you have interacted with people that you did not feel passionate for. Is it because they're lesser than, or is it because you just didn't see it for them? Yeah. And don't take it personally. I think a lot of times taking stuff personally is what hurts us. And like, if you really think about it, nobody, and my mom always loved to say this to me, and it's my favorite thing that she ever told me, which was, ain't nobody thinking about you.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is, like, nobody's thinking about how, you know, if you have everything that they want, or if you're this person, or if you're that person, or if you're worthy of love, or whatever. Nobody's thinking about you all goddamn day. Nobody is. And we like to think we are being thought of all day, because we all kind of have that kind of narcissist, because we're only living our own life in our own bodies. But the truth is that if someone rejects you, it has nothing to do with you and everything to do with them. And if they're not doing the things that you want, instead of trying to convince yourself or trying to make yourself more available, move on. Because what you're probably doing is missing a happiness and missing a fulfillment that you could have with someone else.
Someone else could be trying to give you that same attention that you're giving that other person, and you're missing it. And also, I think there's a lot to say about right time. I mean, like a wrong timing. Time. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've had a lot of situations where it was like, this timing just isn't right.
We're not here for
and maybe it'll be in the future, but I used to kind of hang on to things, like hold things with a tight fist. Mm-mm. And I realized that, like, it's so hard to grow and it's so hard to enjoy things in life when you're holding on to something so tight, because you don't know what might be around the corner. And also, being alone isn't bad either. Like, I've been alone for many years, and like, that sounds sad when I say it like that, but I haven't felt sad.
I haven't felt lonely. Like, my thing is,
you hit the nail on the head. I just heard a lyric. I'm alone, but I'm not lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm alone, but I'm not lonely. Yeah,
like,
Brendan.
I've been alone for a long time, and I've almost felt the most comfortable this way. Not in, like, a bad way. It's just, like, because I became more comfortable with myself, and I found who the fuck Robert is.
Yeah.
And I think that was a lot to say of, like, a lot of, like, the missed opportunities from the past. Like, I wasn't whole. I didn't fulfill. I didn't know who I was, what I was looking for.
Because when you're good on your own, it starts to make your standards for what you want to allow in your life so much better. Because it's not like you're just looking for someone to fill a space. You're looking for someone who's going to add value to what you have already created. And so that's a whole different way of looking at love and relationships that I feel like is just so much more powerful and more enjoyable. Because when you choose to have a partner, I think I am in the space right now where I'm like, I would like to have a partner now, but I feel like I am choosing that. I'm not like, oh, I need to have someone around to distract me from myself.
Yeah, and also, you're too busy with working, and also, like, you have all these new opportunities coming up that are, like, happening really fast, and you're too busy working to be worried about if somebody else likes you.
Yeah.
And you're like, either we're here or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're gonna work on this together or not.
And it's hard. It's definitely hard to get in sync with someone, especially in the city that we live in.
Lacey, I think you're doing it, and I think that you are in the right mindset right now, and you are hitting it. And these fast 10 minutes right now have been fucking golden.
Oh my gosh.
And you just, like, hit a word so hard. I'm gonna hit you with some really dumb questions right now.
I totally derailed them, like,
this is exactly what this podcast is about. Dive. No, what you just hit on. So I was like, let me just hit you with some dumb questions real quick, Lacey.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So I just made these up, and you're the first one I'm trying it on.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Ooh, okay.
Roger from
Sister. I don't go home, Roger.
Urkel, not Stefan.
Not Stefan?
He's not going to. Nope, he's not going to turn Stefan.
Okay.
Or Hakeem.
Oh, shit. Okay, I was about to say something dark because I think Hakeem's dead in real life. Oh, shit. And I thought I saw him the other day.
No.
I swear to God, I thought I saw Hakeem. And that's how I found out he was dead, because one of my best friends and comedy partners, Priscilla, she was like, he's dead. Like, that's not him. I was like, oh, okay. Damn. RP. Okay. Fuck, marry, kill. I got to kill Urkel.
Okay.
For sure. And then Hakeem and Roger. Ooh, I gotta fuck Hakeem.
Okay.
Cause he seemed like, you know, he's a roughneck. He was bald in his 20s. When you bald in your 20s, you live in a life that, you know, you living on the edge, okay? And I was about that. And then I would definitely have to marry Roger because Roger was loyal. He would never go home.
He was loyal as fuck.
He would never go home.
He had those cute ass braids, the
twists.
Listen,
immature. Ooh, Marcus Houston. Marcus Houston. Hello. Hello. And he ain't never go home on you. He gonna stay at your house till you make him leave.
Okay.
Loyalty.
Switching it to, let's do, I'll go back and forth. Would you rather have no one show up at your wedding or no one show up at your funeral?
No one show up at my wedding. I'm not at my, no one show up at my funeral because I'm not gonna be at my funeral. Like, I want my wedding to be lit. Y'all show up, celebrate me and my mans, be jealous of our beautiful black love and whatnot. But if y'all show up to my funeral, bitch, I'm dead, okay? I'm chilling with Jesus, most likely. 80% probably gonna be chilling with Jesus.
But also, we don't know if that was Jesus texting us or...
We don't know if it was Satan or Jesus texting us yet. So I might be with Satan. Listen, I hope it's not that hot in hell. Can I at least have a fan?
Or some lemonade.
Right.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Overton.
Okay.
Kyle.
Okay.
Or Scooter. Living single version.
I know. Ooh, that's a good version. I love living single. I've been watching on Hulu forever. Fuck, marry, kill. Okay. Kill. Wait, Overton was on Link? Oh, Overton. Right. Yeah. OB. Okay, wait, this is... Oh, because he had a little milk dud head, child. He had a little shine. I was shining that bald head, honey. I was shining it up with my vagina. No. Okay, so then there's... Oh, God, then you said there's Kyle Bach.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Or Scooter, Khadijah's boo.
Oh, this is hard.
I made these specifically for you.
Kill Kyle.
Okay.
Fuck Scooter, because he seemed like a roughneck.
Okay.
You know when a nigga got hair? You know when he got hair, like they would grab onto a dread or a braid?
He was so confident, too.
Oh, yes. You know, he had big dick energy.
Yeah, he did.
You
know?
So you got to get after big dick. Are you pulling up images? Because I would love to. This might make me change my mind.
Bridget the Brandon is pulling up some images right now.
Kyle, oh, you know what? I got to change it.
Really? Can you please?
Fuck Obi. Okay. When he had hair. Cause that's my type, like a brown skinned dude with big lips and just like, and he a handyman. You know what I mean? He know how to be handy, handy. Yes, he can fix my pipes. And then marry Kyle, kill Scooter.
Oh,
final
okay.
answer.
I'll give that to you.
Yeah, I gotta give that.
I don't 100% agree, but I will give that to you because this is your episode. Would you rather?
Yeah.
Let your spouse date your best friend?
Damn, why you showing pictures of Scooter? I'm sorry. They're showing pictures of Scooter right now. Now
nope.
I'm changing my mind.
Brandon, take it off.
No,
she already picked.
No, kill Kyle. Kill Kyle. Nope. Marry Scooter.
Nope. Would you rather let your spouse date your best friend or your arch enemy?
I would rather my spouse date my enemy. What?
Okay.
Like, my best friend, that's my best friend. And my spouse start fucking my homegirl. Then she can't be my homegirl no more.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay, so I have two more. Live, befriend, or kill. So one is you can live their life. You're going to live their life.
Okay.
The other one is you can befriend them, best friend.
Mm-hmm.
The other one you have to kill.
You have to kill, okay.
You ready?
Yes. You're breathing so deeply. Oh, my God.
Moesha. Issa.
Issa.
Or Kim Parker.
Live Issa's life. Duh.
Okay.
Kim Parker. Who that? Oh, Kim Parker from the Parkers? Ding, mama.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn, mama. Kill Moesha. Live Issa's life. Best friends with Kim Parker.
That is my exact sentiment.
Right?
Yeah.
Kim Parker's such a bird. Like, again, like
she's
I said,
she's a great best
who's
friend.
Who's gonna slash tires and key cars with me?
Yeah.
Kim.
Yeah. Moesha gonna put it in her diary and y'all gonna get arrested.
Boom. No, I don't. Yeah, right? Dear diary. No, thanks.
Dear
no, thanks.
Diary. Lacey had
and
me.
And she was on the same fuck shit for 4 seasons. Like, is you gonna be with Q or is you gonna be with Hakeem? I don't have time for this. No.
Okay, last one. If you could have one unconventional superpower, what would it be? So it's not like flying or like walking through walls or what would it be?
Okay, if I could have one unconventional superpower, it would be that I could have whatever Luke I want every day.
Whatever what?
Whatever Luke I want every day. By Luke, I mean hair, face, makeup, outfit. Like, I could wake up every day and, like, you know, I'll be having to weave sometimes. You can't just be changing it around.
I like that.
I could wake up and I could immediately look however I want to look. So maybe one day I want to look like Mary J's Blige in the Crispy Chicken commercial. You know what I mean? Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce. Okay, maybe one day I want to look like that. Maybe one day I want to have a little Angela Davis afro and all the African gowns. And maybe one day I want to look like I'm from Wakanda and, you know.
I love it. And I respect all of it. Lacey, do you want kids?
Okay, I never thought I wanted kids. I will say this. And then I'll tell you the moment that I realized I wanted to have kids. It was recently. I was on Instagram. And Kim Kardashian posted a photo. And Northwest was in the corner of the photo, because it was in the bathroom, taking the picture. And I said, oh my God. Like, my loins hurt. I was like, I don't want a baby to take photos of me. And North was hitting all the angles. Imagine training up a child from birth to hit your angles.
I like how you had your man take a photo from you on your dream date. Getting him ready to teach your kid how to take a photo of you.
I was like, this is love. It's like, and she had her little baby hands around this phone and the flash on, and she hit that angle. Kim looked good. And I said, I gotta have kids. Got to.
Okay, Lacey, I have a couple more things, and I will let you go, and I will stop kidnapping you.
You're good.
All right.
I'm like, I was supposed to say something terrible. I was supposed to be like, I'm Elizabeth Smart. I don't want to leave. That's terrible, guys. No. She was trapped.
All right, you guys. So right now I have a cootie catcher in front of me.
A cootie catcher.
A.K.A. a fortune teller. Lacey. Excuse me. Pick one. Okay. There's no question for this first part. Thighs, face, cheeks, or mouth?
Face.
All right, what scares you? Rough, music, DMs, or sex?
DMs.
I said DE is DMs. What excites you? Text, slow, money, or candles?
Slow? What do you mean by slow?
It's whatever you think.
Oh, say it again. Text, money, or candles?
It's...
money. Money excites me.
Okay. Top or bottom? There's two questions, or do you want both?
Both.
Okay. Where would you want to have sex that you haven't yet?
Oh, gosh. Oh, okay. Where would I want to have sex that I haven't yet? An airplane. I want to do the Mile High Club. Okay. I want to fuck in a plane.
All right. Bottom. Does size matter?
Yes.
To you. Okay. Absolutely. Cool. You answered it. Yeah. You're off the hook.
You don't have to be like Mandingo. I don't need that. I'm trying to have my organs. I'm trying to live my life. You know what I mean? Like, I want kidney function after I have sex. I don't know about you guys. But, but, so it don't got to be crazy. Yeah. But you can't be, I've been lucky. I haven't encountered any outrageously small penises. I'm not even going to say what was mouthed to me.
Anyways, Lacey, you've been amazing. We're all...
Well, thank you.
Give me a dream car.
A dream car? Like a Maybach.
Brandon, can you please give me a mode of transportation, please?
A scooter. A push scooter.
Oh, a push scooter. So yeah. Not even like...
Not,
not the bird. Kick
also,
push.
Also, producer Brandon, can I get one more?
Station wagon.
All right, Lacey. So I've been telling everything that you've been telling me, and I've been writing some things down, and I've been playing MASH with your answers.
Oh my gosh.
We all know what MASH is: mansion, apartment, shack, and house.
Oh my gosh.
So before I tell you what I did, I need you to tell me when to stop starting now.
Stop.
Okay, producer Brandon, while I tell up the scores, do you have any questions for Lacey?
I got one question for you. early in the podcast, you say you would date yourself.
Yes.
So what traits in you do you find attractive that you want to see in other people?
What traits do I find attractive in myself that I want to see in other people? I like that I'm tenacious. I like that I'm smart. I like that I'm caring. I like that I'm very thoughtful. I think about other people and I think about their intentions. I like that I don't say no and that I find people who compliment me in my life. Like, I don't have everything. No one has everything, but I go after people, friendships, relationships, where there are people who compliment me and have things that I don't and things that rub off on me and inspire me. So I like everything that, like, my mother is. Mm-hmm. My mother made me who I am, and I really adore her as a person.
Mom's rock.
Yeah. Oh, God. You're laughing, and I hate this, Robert.
This is the first time I've ever laughed in the middle of, like, tallying up. It's because I forgot, because I write different nicknames for people while I was putting them down. But, Lacey Mosley, you've been an amazing guest.
Thank you.
And I can't take this, but I've been playing Masters of Answers, and for the potential loves of your life, I have Brandon Bono.
Oh, God.
College Boo. Sir Scamalot. Who I called was the one that you had to let go.
Yes.
And also your current crush.
Okay.
For potential amount of children, I have 1, 0, 8, or 10.
Okay.
For potential modes of transportation, I have private jet, like you said in your dream date, Maybach, which you said is your dream car, a push scooter, producer Brandon, a station wagon, producer Brandon, and everybody knows Mash's mansion, apartment, shack, or house.
Yes.
How do you think you land it in all that?
I just hope that I have a nice house and car. Oh, you're smiling like I don't have a nice high cigar.
All right, who do you think you ended up with? Brandon Bono, College Boo, Sir Scamalot, or current crush?
Please, current crush.
Okay. How many kids do you think you have? 1, 0, 8, or 10?
1.
What's your mode of transportation? Private jet, Maybach, push scooter, or station wagon?
I feel like I got the push scooter.
Okay. Mansion, apartment, shack, or house?
Apartment.
Okay, Lacey Mosley.
Oh, gosh.
You and Sir Scamalot.
Oh, no.
Have 10 kids.
Who's not? Oh, my God. He's not even Puerto Rican.
And you guys take your Maybach.
Okay, we got a Maybach. Okay.
To your apartment.
Oh, God. Which is true scammer form, where, like, your car note is more expensive than the place that you live. That makes sense. It makes sense that we have so many kids. Because he's going to be like, I got a vasectomy and I didn't. Oh, my gosh. I don't end up with a great life, Robert. I don't know. I don't know about this.
Lacey, you've been amazing. Is there anything that you want to promote?
I mean, I always just promote my Instagram, Diva Lacey, DivaLaci. If you want to see my scams, if you want to see me sneaking into premieres and events, please follow me there. But yeah, that's it. Oh, Twitter. It's all the same name. Also, same on Venmo. You can send me money whenever you want. And I'll take it. I'll take the money from you. So,
you guys, Lacey has been amazing. If you guys like this episode, send her a dollar.
Yeah.
You guys, we're Crushing It Podcast. Crushing It Podcast on Instagram. Tell us your crush online. And also, you guys, share this with a friend, because Lacey's been fucking amazing. And I can say that now. Lacey, the last thing I need you to do is dedicate a song to your current crush.
The song that I will dedicate to my current crush is Tennessee Whiskey. Wait, who is it by? Who is it by? Hold on, I'll re-record this.
No, I love this song. Like, I don't think you understand how much I love this song.
Really?
By Chris Stapleton?
Yes, by Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey. This is the song that I will dedicate to my current crush.
All right, Lacey Mosley, you've been fucking amazing. I'm so excited to get you on the podcast. You guys, follow Lacey, because she's blowing the fuck up right now, you guys. I'm surprised that we got her in the studio, because as much stuff as she's doing right now, you guys, we're little shit for her.
Oh, stop.
You guys,
I love you guys.
Thank you guys for listening. Come back next week and, yeah, kill it. Crush on yourselves, okay?
Yes, crush on yourselves. Print out a photo of yourself and put it above your bed. I got a crush on you.